This podcast contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Creepy Cannabis Podcast, where we chat all things creepy, cannabis, true crime, paranormal, and weird. I'm Madeline.
I'm Rachel.
And we're back again.
And I'm still not sobered up, but I'm better. So that's good. I have the, as long as it takes for Madeline to tell us what we're smoking today. And spoiler alert, I ain't smoking shit because I've had enough.
I'm not going to lie to you. I forgot to do a strain.
Here's what's gonna happen. Episode.
However, I do have this one right in front of me, so here we go. this one's called...
We're here for the people.
Actually, this is a fun one. Wicked Space. So, it is a hybrid. It has, let's see, 22% THC. What are we looking at with these terps?
I wish you could see this studious fucking bitch right now. She is just reading with the glasses. She was tapping her chin in contemplation.
Yes. So, okay. Limonene, there is 0.31. It doesn't have, like, a huge terp profile, but 0.31, that is the one. Anti-anxiety, anti-depression. Did you hear that?
Isn't that my future kid's name? Depression? Not anti-depression. I'm making that a shirt. Guys, please help me. I want merch.
Antidepressant.
So bad. I heard you.
No. It's because right below, okay, you know nausea.
What? I see.
Antidepression. Okay, well, you know what? So that there's that, and then it also has caryophyllene, which is anti-inflammatory, anti-anxiety, pain relief.
Okay.
And that is what I'm smoking.
Okay, perfect.
Currently, and it's very nice.
I am currently looking at my little joint, telling it no, I cannot. We all need boundaries.
Yeah. Not okay. Right now, little one.
I'm going to do my level best.
Mm-hmm.
Just you keep me on track, okay?
Okay.
With a stern talking. Yes. That is the look. Yes. It was the perfect head tilt side eye. So, today, we are going to be talking about a mystery.
Mm.
Dun, 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 dun. It is the disappearance of Brandon Swanson.
Oh.
So... shortly after midnight on May 14, 2008, Brandon Swanson.
All our stories are like the early 2000s lately.
Yeah, because some weird shit went down back then. That was before the government admitted about the aliens.
Mm-hmm. They were still covering it up.
Yeah. Britney was free.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda Bynes was still holding it together.
She was.
So, Brandon Swanson, by the way, was born January 30th, 1989. And he was from Marshall, Minnesota in the United States. So, shortly after midnight on May 14, 2008, he drove his car into a ditch on his way home from celebrating the end of the spring semester with some fellow students from the college he went to.
That's reckless.
Yes. It was the Minnesota West Community and Technical College's Canby campus. He wasn't injured. He got out, called his parents on his cellular device, but he wasn't, like, super sure of his exact location, so he told them that he believed he was near a place called Lind, and they drove out to pick him up. However, couldn't find him. He was still on the phone with them for 47 minutes until they hear him go, "Oh, shit," and then the call goes dead, and he's not been seen or heard from since.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so now we're going to talk about, like, the very limited details we have of this. I don't even know what this is. I think it's aliens, to be honest, but here we are.
It's really the only viable option.
So in the morning, his parents reported him to the police, and they told them to wait, as such behavior was not uncommon for young men his age. I'm so sick of, like, anybody, police or regardless, thinking they know more about a person than their parents. Mm-hmm. You just simply don't.
Yeah.
You don't. It's annoying. This is normal. Anyway. Later that day, the circumstances of his disappearance became a lot more complicated because his cell phone record showed that he had actually been near a place called Porter, which was 25 miles from where he thought he was, in a different direction. And then that information led them to find his car near Porter and near a place called Taunton. I say the places because, like, in case you're from there and you find it interesting, but...
What state?
Minnesota. Mm-hmm. It's not really sure, obviously, whether he knew of the discrepancy when he talked to his parents, like, of, like, where he was. And foul play wasn't ruled out, but it's kind of been proposed that he could have accidentally fallen into the Yellow Medicine River, which was kind of near where his car was found, or drowned. But they did, like, an extensive search, like, more than one, and never found his body. So it's unlikely. They sent out land searches with dogs, and they continued for, like, years and years. And then his parents successfully lobbied the state legislature to pass a law called Brandon's Law, which requires that police begin investigations of missing adults promptly.
Good.
Which is sad that it took until 2008. Whatever. So... Sorry, I lost my place for a second. So, Brandon graduated from Marshall High School in 2007, and then he chose to study wind turbines for a year at the Minnesota West Community and Technical College campus in Canby. That's wild. Like, that's a thing you can do. And sorry, it's been a while since I wrote these notes, because I wrote them way back when I had free time. So, classes at Minnesota West ended for the academic year on May 13, 2008. Brandon stayed in Canby for the evening to celebrate with friends. At two different parties, he was seen. He was seen drinking, but his friends said not enough to make him seem visibly intoxicated. So, like, he was drinking a normal amount. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, I can tell the difference between, like, when Sean is drunk and when he's, like, inebriated and it's time to go. Like, your close friends would know that. So Brandon left Canby for the 30-mile drive home just before midnight, and then he called his parents just before 2 a.m., and he told them that he had driven in his car, which was a Chevy Lumina, off the road into a ditch. He couldn't get the car out, and he wasn't hurt, and he just needed them to come where he was and pick him up. Like, he's fine. Sucks. No I had problem. An accident. Come get me. Annette and Brian Swanson, his parents, got in their pickup truck and drove out to where they thought he was, based on what he told them earlier, like I said. And they did keep him on the phone. There were some occasional hang-ups and drops because of where he was. And he stayed with his car and tried to signal them by flashing his lights on and off, but they saw nothing. And, you know, he didn't see anything. So he finally gave up and told them he was leaving the car to walk towards lights he could see that led him to believe he was near Lynd, which was a small town roughly 7 miles southwest of Marshall, where he was from. He told his dad to head for the parking lot of a local bar and wait for him there, and his dad started driving there, talking to him, you know, while he's driving. So just after 2:30 a.m., which was, like I said, 47 minutes into the call, Brandon suddenly interrupted himself on the phone and said, "Oh, shit." He was silent for the remainder of the call until his parents hung up and attempted to call back. He's not been seen or heard from since that time. So at 6:30 a.m., his parents reported him missing to the Lynd police. They were told at first that it was hardly unusual for, like we said, young men at that age to stay out all night after the last day of college classes. And his mom specifically recalled that one of the officers said it was Brandon's right to be missing.
Hmm.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what the fuck that means either.
Whatever. Later that morning, the Lynn police did start a search, but they found no trace of him in the town or, like, just outside of it because he wasn't there. And they requested that the office of the Lyon County Sheriff assist them. To better focus the search, the sheriff's office obtained his cell phone records, and that's what revealed that he'd actually been calling from the vicinity of Taunton, the other area, which was along State Highway 68, the main route to Canby, northwest of Marshall, which was 25 miles from Lynd. So, oh my God, I'm so high. Am I doing okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank God. Searching in that thank you. Deputies discovered Brandon's abandoned car in a ditch off a gravel road along the Lincoln County line, a mile north of Highway 68. Excuse me.
That's so wild.
They brought the office of that county sheriff, who was named Jack Vizecki, into the investigation as well. He told the media that the Lumina had gotten hung up on the top of an incline at the edge of the road, not seriously enough to damage the car, but was enough to keep the wheels from touching the ground on that side. So that's why he couldn't get out. There was nothing else found, like, amiss with the car, and due to, like, the grass and gravel in the area, there were no tracks and no way to tell which direction Brandon might have started walking, so they didn't really have anything. His cell phone call had been routed through a tower at the intersection of County Routes 3 and 10 near Minnesota. Minnesota, another town along Highway 68. By May 15th, the call had been determined to have come from within 5 miles of the tower, so searchers were concentrating their efforts in that location. Since part of the circle included Yellow Medicine County to the north, there were some authorities from that jurisdiction that also, like, helped out. And then, they had noted that from that area, a red light on top of a Taunton grain elevator could be seen, and he thought it was possible the red light Brandon had seen led to believe Lynd was within walking distance. So it basically created an illusion, like, at nighttime, and he just thought he could walk there.
I've done that where you think you can walk somewhere because it's a shorter distance.
Yeah, there's like a thing going around about like how the lookout on the Titanic didn't see the iceberg in time was because of like the weird, there was like an atmospheric thing and the weird reflection of the iceberg made it look at a different distance than it was. Or some stupid shit. It's like,
sure,
that.
We'll say that.
I don't know. It was just on TikTok yesterday. I was high. I don't know.
We'll say that.
So, ground searches were being completed, being complemented with a flyover by an aerial team. So, they had flyovers, an aerial team, ground searches, search dogs, which came in from the Twin Cities, a team of bloodhounds from nearby Cottington County.
Not the Twin Cities.
Yeah. What is it?
Minneapolis.
And
Minnesota.
What's the Twin City?
I don't know. It's just called the Twin City.
No, there's like two actual cities.
I don't know.
Oh, God. Okay. There were bloodhounds that came from South Dakota. They picked up a 3-mile trail that largely followed the field roads west-northwest to an abandoned farm, then along the Yellow Medicine River to a point where it appeared to enter the stream. So that's what, you know, is obviously making them think that he may have drowned. Excuse me. Brandon had mentioned passing fences and hearing nearby water, according to his dad. On the theory that Brandon might have drowned, boats from the state's Department of Natural Resources were deployed along the river, and gates were installed. In some areas in Lincoln County, the water had been 10 feet deep on the morning of the disappearance, but had gone down since then. Deputies also walked the river's banks, and horses and all-terrain vehicles were deployed in the surrounding area. However, the detective ruled out a more organized, extensive ground search. So, I don't know why. After the original search found no sign of Brandon, most efforts were discontinued. Sheriff Vizecki continued to walk the 2 miles of the Yellow Medicine river in that area every day for 30 days. The Swanson left their porch light on all night, every night, as a symbol of their hope that Brandon would eventually return or be found, and they still do it. Mm-hmm. I know. It breaks my fucking heart. Searches picked up again late that fall after fields planted shortly after the disappearance had been harvested. So now it's just, like, a lot less dense. It's a little bit easier to get in. Dogs on the searches continued to follow scents of human remains into an area northwest of Porter that had not been searched previously. Efforts picked up again in the spring after snow melted, but before planting, a cycle that continued through the year 2011. By that time, 122 square miles had been searched, and he still had not been found, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. Disappearances freak me out. Like, the fact
that's
that
just you creepy.
Just,
like, where did he go?
It's not like murder is better. Like, with disappearance, there's hope that you're still out there, but, like, it's a worse feeling because, like, you can't move on until something is closed, until it's done. I can't. So, missing freaks me out. In 2010, the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension took over as the lead agency on the case. It set up a tip line. By 2015, 90 leads had been reported that way. By that point, when official searches resumed, the area of interest had moved towards Mud Creek, a tributary of the Yellow Medicine north and northwest of Porter. While the trail followed by one of the dogs went to the Yellow Medicine, and despite her son's last known words, Annette Swanson does not think he drowned there. After following the scent to the water, the dog continued up across to the other side and along that riverbank to another gravel road where it continued north towards Yellow Medicine County's line and ended. So based on that, there's actually nothing to indicate that he's in the river. His mom was actually...
Sounds like he got picked up.
Correct. So Brian Swanson, his dad, also recalls that any alcohol his son had consumed earlier in the evening notwithstanding, he did not seem disoriented or confused during their phone conversation.
That's the most disturbing part. Like, they were talking for so long.
Yeah. And it was like all of a sudden, like, and they're just literally trying to pick him up. Like, why did he get confused? Like, why is this happening? it's really sad. If Brandon is still alive, there are other possibilities, but they're not likely. He could have intentionally disappeared, but his parents don't believe he would have done that just based on his behavior and how they knew him.
Why would he be on the phone with them?
Right. It's just, yeah, it didn't make sense. Vizeki said he could not rule out foul play even though there was no evidence of it. Someone could have been in the shadows and they got him that way. Like, they could have picked him up and taken him elsewhere.
Well, he said, oh shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
But then they didn't hear anything else, which is weird. That's but creepy. The call was still there. So that's the craziest part.
It's like
part.
He got zapped up to a fucking UFO.
And or saw somebody and, like, got, like, grabbed. But you would have heard, like, some type of struggle, I feel like.
Yeah.
Where was I? Oh, yes. After the searches, his mother was still struck by the initial response of the Lynn police that her son had a right to be missing. When she told them... Oh, they said that to her when she told them how old he was. She said, I'm his mother. I knew something was horribly wrong. She recalled later, she and Brian began lobbying for changes in state law that would require an investigation into the case of a missing adult to begin as soon as it is reported, much as was already required in cases of possibly abducted children. And they do. They don't treat it the same way because they're, like, obviously a child who's got a little bit more of a limited capacity at this time. Like, somebody has them. But an adult, like, you could say, fuck off, I'm going to a different state. But you still have to treat it the same.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Where was I? Annette, his mom, met with Marty Seifert, minority leader of the State House of Representatives at the time, whose district included Marshall, in a local restaurant. The two talked about the problem.
His district included Marshall and one local restaurant.
No. And then she met him in a local restaurant. I worded it weird. You know what,
that'd
Madeline?
Be funny, though.
she knew
he oversees this restaurant.
Her son's case, but that it could help in others in the future. Which is very sad. Seifert introduced a bill called Brandon's Law that we talked about earlier that would make the required change by amending the law governing the state's existing missing child program to change the word child to person. He recalled considerable resistance at first from the state's law enforcement community as it was developed in committee. Part of it had to do with privacy, especially regarding cell phones, he told the Marshall Independent newspaper. Technology was emerging then, so there were discussions about privacy and when they can ping you and when they can't. So, like, not entirely bad intentions. Like, I can see that, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think anybody would agree their life is more important. Why are all these names? Dennis Fredrickson introduced a companion bill in the state Senate. After it passed both houses, the House unanimously in May of 2009, Governor Tim Pawlenty signed it into law with the Swansons and their daughter, Jamie. Jameen. Well, in my defense, Jameen. In attendance at the ceremony. The effect of the change also required that police... in addition to determining in their preliminary investigation that the reported person is indeed missing, determine whether that person is potentially in dangerous circumstances. They must also notify other nearby law enforcement agencies promptly. Brennan's law also clarifies that the agency taking the report is the lead agency investigating the case. The absence of that distinction had created some problems in the later phases of the initial search when three different counties were involved. Police were no longer allowed to refuse a report based on an initial belief that no criminal activity was involved. The brevity of the interval since the person was last seen, the possibility that the person may have intentionally disappeared, or the lack of a relationship between the missing person and the reporter. So basically it was like, no matter what, in very specific writing, you have to start investigating because people need shit spelled out every type of way. Following the governor's signature, the law took effect at the beginning of July 2009. Four other states have passed similar laws. Seifert left the legislature in 2010, but he still has the pen Pawlenty used to sign the bill into law. I consider it one of the most important bills I authorized in my 14 years. It will save lives. So essentially, that's it. They never got dick else. So it's like so little information that I can't even deduce other than I feel like if he was going to walk through a river, he would have said, I'm walking through a river, not I hear water. You know what I mean? But then, yet, his scent was picked up. So did he say, oh shit, and then somebody grabbed him, carried him through the river, thinking they'd get, like, the scent off, and then picked up on the other side, and it still smelled like him? I don't know. Did an alien zap him up? I don't know.
That seems like the more realistic...
It's just so weird. It is so weird. Like, you're on the phone, everything is fine. Like, how do you get wrong so bad where you are? Even drunk. Like, even intoxicated.
I don't know.
It's weird.
I mean, if you were really fucked up. But then they would be able to tell to some degree.
Yeah, they would say, like, oh... Like, I can tell when, like, I mean, you can tell I'm fucked up now. I'm fucking stammering. I can't say a word to save my damn life. If Jesus came down right now and was like, say one clear word and you can go to heaven, you know you're going to hell, bitch is getting burnt. Listen.
Toasted.
Correct. That's all I have to say because, like I said, there's not anything else. But I kind of want to know people's theories.
Mm-hmm.
So... If anybody still is listening after we abandoned you for nearly a month and a half.
It was a long time.
Boop, boop. Let us know what you think happened to Brandon.
Mm-hmm. Because it was definitely aliens.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Okay, okay. Oh, our timing. Our timing. Bye.
Bye.